The title of the book is a bit of a issue. So the title wasn't mine, essentially. It wasn't my final choice. I'd pitched an idea when I first was approached to write the book. I'd pitched an idea to my publishers, and I think Myanmar's Enemy Within was a working title. I began on the book and came up with a few other titles that I preferred, and was told that I hadn't read the contract and didn't realize that the title is ultimately the publisher's choice. So they went with Myanmar's Enemy Within. It's a title that I'm not particularly happy with. I think it's overly provocative. I think it's quite cliched. Yeah, it's just, it was a learning. I didn't understand the publishing world particularly well. There are aspects of the book and the title that I'm not happy with. It came out, where are we now? 2000. It came out 5 years ago, the first edition, the second edition 3 years ago. And I've had plenty of time to reflect. The title is one of the things that doesn't make me particularly comfortable about the book, I suppose. I was surprised in those years after 2017 when the first edition came out. So the first edition came out 10 days, let me get this right, before the attacks on Rohingya communities in northern Rakhine State began, that prompted the exodus of what became 730 odd thousand Rohingya to Bangladesh. So it came out at a time when, sensitivities, if we call them that, around what was happening in Rakhine State were very acute. And when this sort of mass public outpouring of, I suppose in many ways, loathing of Rohingya came about, it was appearing, or copies of it were appearing on street stands, book stands in Yangon, and I believe elsewhere in the country, which, I was very glad for, but I found surprising, given this attempt to shut down sort of critical analysis of what was happening in Rakhine State and what had been happening in Myanmar more broadly over the 5 years before. And it spoke to, I think, at least an appetite for engagement in critical analysis around the subject. But it wouldn't surprise, I haven't had any updates on the book, what's happening with it in Myanmar, for a long time now. And I don't really know what, the sort of literary scene is like in Myanmar these days. I don't know whether there's sort of any kind of open dialogue about that subject anymore.